HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Last year, India Inc. had reported a 14% increase in sexual harassment complaints compared to 2018. The reasons for the increase were many. Perhaps the Me Too movement had the biggest role in it. The Weinstein case had raised more awareness among people, women had become more confident, more vocal, and the whole conversation around stigma had changed. But this year, mapping out sexual harassment cases at the workplace is going to be a big challenge. Why? Because subtler forms of harassment are on the rise in the work-from-home setup. And many people don't even realize that they are facing harassment. So instead of those long stares in the office, people are now asking their colleagues what are you wearing over WhatsApp, or calling or texting at odd hours to ask what they are doing, and sending those senseless non-wit jokes and making sexist comments during Zoom calls. And do you know the biggest irony is that people who indulge in these things think that since they're doing it from their home, it means no harm. This is Pooja Singh, the National Features Editor of Mint, and welcome to the second season of The Millennial Mind. I can't see you properly, come closer to the camera. That's what a boss told his female colleague over a one-on-one video call last month. The woman, whose identity I can't reveal, thought there was no harm in doing what he's asking for, and she moved closer to the camera. The next week, during another video call, he asked her to switch on an extra light so that he could see her properly. This time, she was very uncomfortable, but she still did it. This Bengaluru firm, where she'd been working for almost 2 years, was laying off people because of coronavirus, and she didn't want to risk her job. She kept reminding herself, he means well, he means well. But one Friday, he told her, again on a video call, that he liked seeing her hair down. That was the moment she realized what was happening. This is what she exactly told me. He was never like this in the office, but that day I realized what he was up to. Post that call with her boss, she complained to the HR. But nothing happened. She quit the next day. You know, when we moved out of the physical office in March to protect ourselves from the virus and started working from home, we didn't realize that we would be inviting our supervisors, colleagues, clients, and customers into our living rooms or bedrooms. Yes, the camera and internet have definitely helped in building an informal work environment, which some even say has improved productivity. But it has also brought home an old disease that we haven't cured yet. Workplace sexual harassment. Since the lockdown started 5 months ago, there has been a 20% rise in sexual harassment complaints. That's what lawyer Shivakami Ravichandran told me. She's the South India practice head for Cohair, a pan-India practice working on sexual harassment and diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
To be very honest, Pooja, we had anticipated a drop in the number of complaints that we would receive, you know, with the lockdown and everything. Yeah, we thought that, it would be a different situation with the shift to the alternative workplace.
Just to give you a perspective, Cohair was handling on an average 10 to 12 sexual harassment cases a month before the lockdown. Between March and April, they saw many cases like pressure on female colleagues to turn on video after office hours, even sexist comments, cyber stalking, and taking screenshots during video calls without permission and circulating them on social media. People even started misusing colleagues' sympathies. Shivakami shared this one case of a Kerala-based man who used to make late-night calls to female colleagues, saying he was feeling lonely.
Now, it is normal for his colleagues to feel sympathetic, right? But as information emerged, as the investigation progressed, it was clear that he was only calling his women colleagues for support. The catalyst for the complaint was, in fact, that he was sending social media friend requests to all these women he was reaching out to after work hours and retaliated at work if he didn't receive a positive response, right? The retaliation was essentially that he would start, you know, maligning these women's characters, start spreading false rumors about them.
There is another dimension to this. There has been an increase in complaints related to sex-based discrimination as well. Some supervisors have told their female colleagues to quit and attend to their real jobs of doing household work or childcare. If you look at the literature or the research done on the subject, you will realize that sexual harassment is the outcome of a discriminatory or privileged, often patriarchal mindset. And it's definitely not just restricted to women.
Another case I want to talk to you about, Pooja, is when a male employee came up to the ICC, right? Now, he informed us, okay, that when he spoke to his manager one day, right, there was a meeting scheduled for a specific time, and he reached out before and he told his manager, "I'm going to be 5 minutes late, please excuse me," because he was helping his child with online school. Yeah, because that's what all our kids are doing these days. And when this gentleman joined the team call in front of everybody, the manager tells him, "Biwi ke pallu se nikal aayi ho kya?"
In many sexual harassment complaints, the alleged perpetrators are in a position of power. And the bigger problem is that people don't realize what they're doing is wrong, because for most, harassment means physical touch. Let me remind you something here. Our new workplace might be our home, but the Prevention of Sexual Harassment Act, or POSH, applies in the virtual office as well. It clearly defines sexual harassment as inappropriate physical as well as gestural and verbal behavior.
The definition in the act is broad and inclusive enough to cover work from home as well. Okay? And this is very pertinent, okay, because even before this COVID pandemic and this situation that has emerged because of COVID, yeah, we have dealt with many, many cases, okay, where the misbehavior has occurred at an office party, yeah, or in company-provided transport. The law in India recognizes that these sort of situations, okay, and these sort of places are clearly an extension of the workplace.
Perhaps the biggest worry right now is that many people don't even realize that what they are suffering is sexual harassment. Anupama V, who is a legal consultant and chief trainer at Upseat Consulting Services, which works for POSH compliance, said the awareness is completely missing as far as the virtual office is concerned.
A lot of women reach out for advice on whether their cases can be of sexual harassment at the workplace because they are presently not at their office. Harassment, unfortunately, is still seen as something that happens only in an office surrounding, which is clearly not the case.
Despite the growing awareness, there's still many women who hesitate to come forward because they doubt they'll be believed, especially since now incidents occur over Zoom, WhatsApp and Teams. The problem is always one of proving your case to the HR, and virtually it becomes all the more difficult. So what's the solution? The starting point is that companies need to change their sexual harassment policies and clearly include the term work from home. Right now, when most companies' focus is on how to sail through this pandemic, POSH compliance is frankly not on the priority list. And that's why it is important that they inform their employees of procedures to redress cases arising out of working remotely.
HR really needs to step up and not brush the problems under the carpet. Otherwise, it can create a large-scale problem.
Companies need to show employees where to draw the line between work and private life. There is also a need to start sensitization workshops to help people navigate the new setup. And yes, government intervention is needed.
The government needs to be more active at the level of enforcement. It is the obligation of companies to take care of their employees, especially right now when they are isolated and do not know what to do.
And most importantly, speak up. Even if a single comment or gesture makes you uncomfortable or uneasy, call that person out, then and there. We've taken casual sexism and outright harassment for way too long.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast. HD Smartcast.